Hello, this is Ruin Willow with the with Ruin Willow podcast. Welcome to my podcast where I talk about sex and sexuality, have erotica fiction, erotic topics, and amazing guests to help you have better sex with yourself and with others. We have amazing chats about sex. I have different people on and they share about their sex lives. They share about their tips, their advice. I have sex coaches, doctors, professors, erotica authors, people who have some sort of hook into sex, right? And I love it that you're here. I have one thing to share before I get started on this particular episode. I have a new audiobook that has gone live for The Love of the Goddess. And I'm going to have a little clip here so that you can hear what it's all about. It's very sexy. It is fantasy erotica, meaning not what is your fantasy, but fantasy like different creatures. Adventure fantasy. It's a really interesting book. You definitely need to get it. So the different topics in this book are very fun. Here's a book blurb, okay? This is by Luke Lopez. 18 plus, Horatio travels the queendom collecting a sort of tax imposed by the goddess of fertility on the land. And I can't say this on Amazon, but he's collecting tax via sex, having sex with different people in the kingdom. To keep the queendom fertile and happy, he and a select few must fulfill a monthly quota of pleasurable experiences. How would you like that? Going around collecting sexual experiences for the goddess? That sounds pretty damn fucking awesome. Journey with Horatio as he finds the fun and pleasures of living in a queendom with elves, minotaurs, centaurs, and more. Get to know buxom and larger-than-life characters with Horatio as he lusts his way through the queen's lands, all in the name of ecstasy. Fun and sexy times are sure to be had in this raunchy tale of lust and pleasure, all for the love of the goddess. So this is an amazing story, and I'm going to have play the little blurb that is on Amazon. Of course, it has been, the sexy bits have to be taken out because, of course, this is Amazon. So, but you get the gist of what's going on. I want to read the different chapter titles for you for this book. They're really quite intriguing and sexy and definitely raunchy. Milking Matilda, Sybilla Goodmuff, Flight of Fancy, Riding with Centaurs, The Dark Mistress Calls. So there's a bunch of sexual interaction between all these different creatures and Horatio. The last one is returning to the temple, where they all come and, you got it, do sexual things with the queen. So it's a very sexy and imaginative journey that Horatio goes on around the land having sex with different creatures. So you can get this on Amazon. I'm going to put the link down in the podcast show notes if you're into this kind of thing. It is quite sexy, and I hope you check it out. I also have ARC codes available. You can email me at ruinwillow@gmail.com, or you can request one on Story Origin app, and I can get you codes, free codes for an ARC copy of the book, but you can also obviously support me and the author by purchasing the book. So here is a little excerpt of For the Love of the Goddess. Milking Matilda. In the Queendom of Labia, many vibrant cultures call the queendom home. Labia itself is ruled by Queen Beatrix the Festive, known for her benevolent and joyous rule. Called the Festive because there aren't many days that one would not see flyers for one of her many parties, balls, and festivals. Most citizens love to catch the almost daily glimpses of the buxom queen riding her horse or carriage through the bumpy cobblestone streets, her ample breasts bouncing happily as she waves to her subjects. Within the queendom, many cities and towns give the weary adventurer a sense of welcoming. From the quaint and comfortable roadside inns to the exciting and ruckus brothels that dot the queendom. People in Labia love to live a happy life of love and fun. A true wonder where humans, elves, dwarves, minotaurs, centaurs, orcs, dragonfolk, Lamia, avians, and merfolk all live peacefully. A few other humanoid species as well to make life more interesting. Yes, Labia is a wonderful place to live. However, work must still get done, and that is where Horatio came in. He was a tax collector, not an unpopular profession, but not the one most wanted to strive to be. In other lands, Horatio collected all the taxes. He would come around collecting the queen's gold or silver from the inns, brothels, and taverns. That was a yearly tax, but in Labia, there was a monthly tax that was demanded by the goddess of fertility, and Horatio was charged with collecting that tax as well. For the queendom to remain blessed and fertile, fertility goddess Luceria bestowed a duty upon the queen. Okay, that was very yummy. It was very fun to narrate this one, especially just the interactions between the human and having sex with different humanoid-type creatures, where they're kind of part human, part something else, like part spider or the centaur or part bird, stuff like that. So it's pretty hot and sexy, so definitely check that out if you're into that kind of fantasy erotica. And the other thing I want to guide you through today is a fun journey for Masturbation March. March is a great month to celebrate your body and bring yourself to climax. So you should definitely participate in Masturbation March and get yourself off. I'm serious. You should give yourself the pleasure and the healing power of an orgasm multiple times, as many as you want. Take advantage of a full month totally devoted to masturbation with Masturbation March. All right, are you ready? Let's go. Today's episode is called Head, Shoulder, Knees, and Toes, Head. And you know, women have a head too. Remember it talks about men having a cock head. Well, women have a clit head. They're basically the same organ, baby. It's just embedded. Did you know the clit is actually quite large? It's the size of a cock, pretty much. It's a varying size, just like it is in men. But the head of the woman is the clitoral head, the glands. It's the part that's sticking out that everybody thinks that's the only part of the clitoris. The little bean. No, that's just the head of it, baby. So, head, shoulder, knees, and toes, head. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to guide you through a yummy touching exercise. First of all, get yourself very relaxed. Listen to my voice. I want you to enjoy this. I want you to climax. I want you to come. I want you to peek and enjoy. And I want you to spill your juices. Men and women, we all make sexual juices. We all come with fluid, even if it isn't absolutely evident. Women do make juices too, sexual juices. I want to get your sexual juices going today. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, head. Let's start with your head, your brain. Think about getting comfortable, and then get comfortable on your bed, on your couch, on your easy chair, wherever you want to get comfortable. Maybe you want to get comfortable in your hot tub, anywhere you want. You can be naked or you could be clothed, whatever you want to do. Think about someone you think who is sexy. Think about them standing in front of you, stripping, taking off their clothes for you. You love to look at them. They are enjoying stripping for you, showing you all of their skin, all those nooks and crannies. With your head, the one on the top of your shoulders, you're watching. Doesn't mean your other head isn't paying attention, baby. It might be thickening, swelling, popping up, getting hard. In your brain, your eyes, you are watching this person strip for you. You are touching your other head, perhaps. I'd say you do it, baby. Start to massage your lower head. Don't forget your lips. If you have lips down there, those are a part of your sexual organ as well and have a lot of pleasure there as well. So don't neglect either of your heads when you're masturbating. Okay. The person is enjoying stripping for you and they are taking all of their clothing off. You see their nipples, their genitals. They spin to show you their ass, their supple ass, which they finger with their hands. You are feeling so relaxed, but also aroused and excited to watch this person. And what is this person going to do? They're going to touch you. They walk towards you and touch your shoulders. Starting with your head, stroking their hands down the sides of your face, swiping their thumbs across your cheeks and lips, pushing their thumbs inside your mouth so you can suckle their skin a little bit. They run their hands down your neck to your shoulders. We've hit the shoulders now. They massage a little bit and squeeze your shoulders. They are fully naked, so you get to see all parts. They dip their nipple into your mouth to give you a little suckle, and they moan. They are getting aroused as well. They drag their hands down your body, down your nipples to give a little pinch and caress and twist and pull. Their hands travel down your tummy, cupping all parts of your delicious love handles, your yummy curves, cupping the sides of your hips, sneaking their fingers a little bit under to cup your ass cheeks. They're not going to touch your genitals yet, but you're doing that, so the pleasure continues. They drag their hands down your thighs, circling your thighs, gripping and squeezing, touching those sensitive part on the upper inside of your thighs. They massage their way down to your knees. Now we're at the knees. They are enjoying your body. You're enjoying stroking your lower head, watching them naked, massaging their way down to your toes, slowly down the shins. Now their ass is pointed towards you, so you get a peek of their ass. You get to touch, massage their ass, cup it down. They massage your shins all the way down to your feet, giving you a mini foot massage. Touching their nipples down to your toes and the soles of your feet. Suck in your toes if you want that, baby. They massage their way back up to your lower head. You move your hand so that they can have a turn loving on your genital head. They love to touch you. It's so delicious. You're so excited. Their nipples are hard. Your nipples are hard. Your eye contact is continual, and you are giving each other fuck me eyes. They stroke your head, getting you aroused and ready for a ride. They continue to stroke you, watching your face go through a myriad of eye-rolling, pleasure, and just giving in to that vulnerable state. To it, you're safe. You can give in and enjoy and climax. They stroke your genitals, your head. They are getting you ready to come, but not yet. First, arrive. They position themselves, their genitals, to yours. They slide down your genitals and begin a slow, rhythmic, delicious, yummy ride. They are moaning. They are enjoying your genitals as they are enjoying their own. Mutual pleasure, baby. Oh, fuck
Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes.
Yes. They continue to ride. The pleasure is growing. Their body gyrates. Their hearts bounce. The arousal is intense and increasing. Oh, the pressure is building. The pleasure is building. Climax is real. It's so fucking enjoyable. You burst out your sex fluids. Your juices spew out of your beautiful, sexy, turned on organ. The sighs you both give are so relaxing. The increased pressure, the tension, and the release. So very, very delicious. You sigh. They sigh. Satisfied and satiated. Oh, the pleasure that has been brought. You lay together, body to body, skin to skin, sighing, enjoying it all the aftercare, the touching, the cuddling. It's all so good. You feel amazing. You feel exhilarated. You feel reborn. You feel ready. You feel rested and restored. Ah, feel that in all parts of your body as your genitals throb, gently coming down from the high. Ah, yeah. I hope you climaxed. I hope you feel amazing. I hope you got that big, oh, baby. You deserve it. It's for you. All for you. Enjoy your body. Enjoy your life. And don't forget to come every day. I hope you have an amazing day. And thank you for listening to this. And I hope you enjoyed it. ASMR experience. Very delicious. Very fun. I hope that you were able to enjoy yourself fully to the max. And reached that peak. And burst into that delicious, yummy, explosive body power that is an orgasm. I hope that you did it. I hope you continue to do it throughout this month. Maybe I'll have to do another one of these. What do you think? I think it's very delicious. Don't forget to take advantage of my codes where you can get discounts. RuinWillow20 gives you 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Where you can get all those amazing things to help your beard be sexy, your groin hair to be sexy or shaved. Get your body sexy ready with manscaping products from Manscaped with RuinWillow20 code, promo code, to get free shipping and 20% off. The other amazing deals I have to offer for you are Ruin20 through Joy Mode. This is a product that can help enhance your orgasm. Both people with penises and people with clits, because it helps with erectile tissue and it helps you have better orgasms. It helps you perform better. I always think it's a performance booster, but I think of it as an experience booster. Give yourself that extra boost of yummy sexual power in reaching your orgasms and have better orgasms, stronger ones. It worked for me. You should try it. Ruin20 at usejoymode.com/ruin20. You can get 20% off of this natural sexual performance booster. It's just something you drink. It's a powder you put in water. Get 20% off and free shipping with code RUIN20. And this is so great because this is fantastic for Masturbation March. You know why? Because it can help you have better orgasms with yourself while you're masturbating. You can plan it. You take this and about 2 hours after you start it is when it peaks. But it's so good, and you could plan it, and you could blow your masturbation march out of the water. Blow it to the sky, baby. Blow it to space. Make it so amazing. Take it. Use it. and joy. Let it boost you to the best orgasms you can have. Ruin 20. And the last one is Ruin Willow 10 for Kiru Sex Toys. You can enjoy 10% off on sex toys. They have sex toys for penises and for clitoral stimulation. I love my pearls from them. Some I used very frequently. I'm a big proponent of sex toys. So, hey, if you've never tried one, try one. And they're great for clitorises and for penises. Even if it's designated for one or the other, the stimulation, the vibration of it can bring joy and pleasure to both. In so many ways, there's so many different ways you could try it. Use your imagination and get creative. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you have an amazing day. And don't forget to check down in the podcast show notes for links to my books and the new one that just came out, For the Love of the Goddess by Luke Lopez. Okay, you have an amazing, amazing, sexy fucking day. Love ya. Bye-bye now.